Well, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was thinking about the song that David played while we were processing in. And that's from Revelation chapter 5. Wasn't what I was planning on talking about, but I think it's what the Lord was planning. Let me just read these scriptures to you. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. There's this question he asked with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the book and to look into it. And I, John, speaking of himself, began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. One of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals." And I saw between the throne with four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are seven spirits of God sent out to all the earth. And he came and he took it out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying repeatedly, "Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain, and did purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." And I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders and the numbers of them with myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying repeatedly with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, might and honor and glory and blessing." It's an interesting chapter on a number of levels, but when the Father, who's on the throne, holds up this book that's written on the inside and out, this book is about human destiny, the future of humanity, and the history of humanity, front and back it's written. So the history and the destiny of humanity. And this angel shouts this question, "Who is worthy to open the book?" And no one, heaven, on earth, he says, even under the earth, answered that they were worthy to open the book. Worthiness was the key. The book could be opened, but only by somebody who was worthy to open it. And then when the elder finds that John's weeping because no one was worthy to open the book, he says to him, "Stop weeping. Behold, the Lion of Judah, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals." But as the story goes on, when they talk of this, is talking about Jesus, of course, and then as the story goes on, the vision is of Jesus, slain lamb, sitting on the throne. And then all the places when they're falling down and worshiping him, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." Verse 9 again. They sang a new song saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and did purchase from God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation." All right, which one is it? was he worthy to open the book because he had overcome being the lion from the tribe of Judah? Or was he worthy to open the book because he was slain and purchased for God humanity? Which one was it? Because the elder said he was worthy because as the lion, he had overcome. But when they're worshiping him, they were worshiping him and declaring him worthy because he was slain as a lamb. There's only a couple of times in the book of Revelation that Jesus was referred to as the Lion of Judah, though we act like that's the most dominant thing that he's ever been called. But there are many, many multiple times where he's referred to, and the language is literally this, the little lamb who was slain. It's the word, not just lamb, but like infant lamb, this childlike lamb that was slain. Well, the answer to the question is, which one is it, is yes. Because both of those obviously qualified him to be worthy to open the book about human history and human destiny. As the lamb slain, he's worthy to open the book because Jesus, when he came in his incarnation, he clothed himself in humanity. And he was tempted in every way like unto us. And he went to the cross, not just for you and me, but as you and me. He went to the cross as collective humanity and was slaughtered on the cross on our behalf. Not just as our representative, but we were literally identified with him. He clothed himself with our fallen humanity at the cross. Jesus, because he was tempted in every way like unto us, because in the incarnation he clothed himself with humanity that was able to be tempted in every way like unto us, Jesus could identify with personally with fallen humanity. Jesus could identify with the tempted. Though he never sinned, he was tempted in every way. The thing about being tempted is tempting. And Jesus knew what it was to be tempted, to know the temptation. One person says that Christ had proven tenderness as the lamb slain. But he understood fallen humanity. And he gathered all of fallen humanity into himself. The Father made him, Jesus, who knew no sin. He was a spotless lamb. To be sin. He didn't just say to take your sin, but to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so Jesus was worthy because he identified with fallen humanity. He has tender compassion for our weakness and the fact that we are tempted. He understands that personally. He's forever God, but also forever man. He sits before the Father and the Holy Spirit with scarred hands and sides, feet. He carries those forever because he's fully human as well as fully God. But he's also worthy to open the book because he conquered sin's reign. In his resurrection, he created a new creation and overcame the reign of sin and the reign of the power of darkness. In other words, Jesus, as the slain lamb, took care of our history. Jesus, as the risen king, takes care of our destiny. He changed everything. And therefore, he, who this book about human history and human destiny, he who came and identified with our history, transformed our destiny, took all the stuff of our history into himself, so there's now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, who God reconciled the world to himself. He did it. And the one who conquered that we might be new creations. He is the only one, who's worthy, therefore, to open the book about my history and my destiny. And so here's the thing that's so important. The devil loves to remind us of our history, and he loves to threaten us with our destiny, what's to come. Whenever the enemy tries to open up your book, if you'll see through the truth, all he'll see on those pages is Jesus. Jesus all over the page, back page of my history, all over the front page of my destiny, who I am and where I'm going. And therefore, he can't accuse me of anything because I'm in Christ. My history's in Christ now. My present and future's in Christ. Amen? Amen? That's why he's worthy. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.